1567.
Some of the SMSs coming through on 31567. This one from Peter in Boeta. Hi, Lester. People must stop complaining. People must learn how to pray and forgive and read the Bible. They are not angels. We are all sin. That's from Peter in Boeta. I'm not quite sure what Peter was referring to, in which interview we were doing. But if Peter wants to call us on 021-446-0567 and just elaborate of him giving his sage advice to us out there. Now, the 2018 Grant Thornton International Business Report found that less than one third of senior roles in South Africa are occupied by women, and 20%, that's only one in five local businesses, still have no woman in all senior positions. I want to repeat that. 20%, that's one in five local businesses, still have no woman in all senior positions. This despite, of course, women making up 51% of the South African population. So what's going to be done to prepare specifically girl children to push themselves up and through the glass ceilings of corporate and public sector South Africa? Joining us now in studio is Tamarin Morrow of a Girl Camp. I say that again, Girl Camp. It's G-R-R-R-L.
That's camp. Right. Yeah.
Now, Tamarin, there is a significance behind that. Do you want to explain to us why it's called Girl Camp?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, apart from the fact that everyone's having so much fun saying it, there are actually intrinsic values there that we wanted to ensure were included in our message every time we spoke about camp. Our values are based on, number one, the first R, which is respect for yourself, for everyone around you, as well as for the planet. Then we talk about redistributing your skills. So the second R is about share what you know. If you've got something that you've learned, if you have something to spare, give it to someone else, pass it on. The third is what we like to refer to as be a rock star. So be somebody that other people want on their team. Be somebody who shines out and stands out from everyone else. And the fourth R, in fact, is about resilience. And it's something that we all know is so important to succeeding, both in life and in the business space.
Now, invariably, if we talk about boys-only camps or we talk about girls-only camps, people are going to ask, but what about the boys? And we talk about boys' camps, people ask, what about the girls? So I put that out there. So some would ask, why just girls? And that boys and girls need to equally benefit from knowledge. But I get the reasoning. Boys tend to benefit from the male privilege that's bestowed on them by just magically born with a penis.
That is
and
exactly
then all
right.
Of a sudden, they have all these male privilege that they just happen to have. Have you had any questions from parents or people out there asking, what about boys?
Look, I think the work needs to be done on both sides. I think absolutely it is important to ensure that boys are getting the support and the understanding to participate in the changes we need to see in the gender landscape. But I think in my particular instance and in the instance of Girl Camp, we're looking at a very particular kind of issue, and we're looking to address a long-term vision which sees gender parity happening so that girls and boys are equally represented in the leadership landscape. And I have full faith in other South Africans to tackle the issues around masculinity and what's happening with boys.
And obviously there needs to be men to step up to be positive role models to boys as
exactly.
well. And that's exactly what you are doing, Tamarin Morrow of Girl Camp. It's a program that is run to empower girls, to prepare them to break through those glass ceilings of corporate and public sector South Africa. Now, what are girls expecting from this camp? Firstly, when is it happening? What tell us all about the camp.
Thanks, Lester. Yeah, so it's happening on the 25th to the 27th of March. It's taking place at the SAN camp called Kwatu on the West Coast. And we have a cross-subsidization model. So the primary task of Girl Camp is to bring together a sisterhood of women across both privileged and underprivileged backgrounds. We believe that there's a diversity and a transformation component that is absolutely key to the success of women in the workplace. Not only are we going to have to understand how to manage people from different backgrounds, how to engage people, but we need to learn a level of empathy and compassion that comes from understanding people unlike ourselves. given that Cape Town is still so incredibly segregated from a land perspective, but also from a business perspective, we need to start bringing young women together early on in their careers to understand the value of knowing people who are different to themselves. And that's the primary task of Girl Camp. Of course, equipping them with soft skills and with understanding what people traditionally think of as the sort of the soft things, like being able to communicate better, being a strong leader. Those are things that we hope to impart during the camp as well. But primarily, it's about bringing people together and building a support network and a system that will empower them throughout their lives on a long-term journey, not a short-term intervention, which is what is currently out there.
And I find the concept of bringing girls together of different social and economic backgrounds quite interesting. I remember when I was one of those very keen and eager youths. I went on every camp that was thrown at me, and many of these, run by some organization, was kids from different backgrounds and different economic backgrounds. You know, I was in a group with someone that was easily from Nyanga and someone who lived in Lindadno, and was great. There was such an importance in that. And what are some of the things that girls are saying when they are confronted or experience people from diametrically opposite backgrounds to which they grow up in?
Well, I think the important thing is that we need to offer girls specifically a safe space to express themselves, to confront whatever preconceived ideas they have about other people, but also to really interrogate their own privilege or their own lack of privilege and understand what that does for their lives and their careers going forward. So the idea is then that we will have this opportunity to really unpack things and to come into contact, close contact with those uncomfortable feelings, but then to move past them and develop long-standing networks of access as well as friendships to carry these women into their careers.
And as we were talking about earlier, it's all about the role models. And
absolutely,
you have some really big hitter mentors here,
yes,
to start these young girls on their journey. Just tell us who is part of the teacher program,
yes,
of this camp.
Well, we call them our girl bosses. We're super proud of them. And quite honestly, I wish I had like another 15 minutes to talk about them, because they are individually some of the most inspiring and wonderful women I've ever worked with. Just to briefly, and it's an injustice, but to briefly summarize who they are, we have the most fantastic Sonia McKaiser, who runs the Creative Space with Sonia, doing really wonderful work about teaching girls to dream big. We have Nwabisa Mayema. She runs Infinity, but she's also a Austrian leadership program graduate and an Aspen scholar. She was also on the Inspiring 50 list. We've got Tambarai Chirume, owner and co-founder of One of Each, and Lovelin Wadei, who is, most people know, Mzanzi 100 influencers list, as well as L Women to Work With, and the U.S. State Department International Visitors Leadership Program graduate. If that wasn't enough, we've also got Kylie Wilson, who's the director of the Lighthouse Foundation, who will be bringing in her Yo Girls program, looking at tackling trauma through yoga and mindfulness. Kialiboga Romaru from the Africa Gender Institute, talking a little bit about what it means to be a woman in the workforce and in our country. And then a fantastic CTO of Zelda Learning, Carla Wilby, one of the youngest members of our group, but a MIGA Robotics Masters graduate from UCT. So a remarkable group of women. I feel incredibly honored to be working
with
them.
I would have let you go on, because I don't want to take the shine away from anyone, particularly with this very important subject. We are speaking to Tamarin Morrell, who is of Girl Camp. She's the founder of Girl Camp. That's G. I just can't down. I just love saying it. Girl Camp.
Say it again.
G-R-R-R-R-L Camp. Now, I want to go back to the issue of kids from various backgrounds, and through that, there's this cross-subsidization. So those who can afford pay or help those who aren't that able to. It must be a very uplifting experience to be able to basically share.
Absolutely. You know, I think often when you chat to parents, especially in these tough economic times, it's very difficult to make the tricky decision about where you're going to be investing in your children's future. And what Girl Camp asks you to do is to not just invest in your daughter's future, but to invest in the future of the country. We believe that the role of people with means is to assist others in their journey to success. And this is a fantastic opportunity to do it in an incredibly specific, targeted, and focused way. Often people will say, you know, oh, South Africa, where can I make an impact? Where should I be putting my money? Or how can I donate? And they feel overwhelmed. And this is one way to really be able not only to bring your daughter into that conversation, but to bring somebody into the experience who ordinarily wouldn't have access.
You know, when we speak to our children and they're toddlers and they go into, you know, first grade, second grade, and you tell them you can be whatever you want to be when you grow up. But the reality then soon sets in as they grow older that systems are stacked particularly against girl children. Is that a discussion that is had in some of these groups that you are going to encounter that a mediocre man is going to be possibly, when you hit the job space, going to be selected above you simply because he is a man?
Well, I like to think that the rate at which people are becoming sensitive towards these issues, that things will change by the time these young women hit the workforce. What we do try to have conversations around, instead of presupposing that these challenges will continue to exist, is to have conversations about what is it that you can do in your own personal capacity to ensure that you are aware of what you are entitled to in terms of being heard, having an opinion, being allowed to be yourself in the workspace, but also saying to young women, be the ambassador for what it is that you want to see. Voice your opinions. Become an activist. Share your ideas for what you think a workplace that is equal and just looks like. And in that way, hopefully encourage change in and around where they work, where they interact in their communities, etc.
And fiery feminist theory will be discussed. I believe, I hope.
Well, you know, fiery, sure, why not? You know, I think all of these things are at this stage, certainly for teens, it's important to make them accessible. It's important to make them conversations and collaborative. Yeah. We're certainly not here to shove anything down anyone's throat. We want to encourage these women to think independently, to have their own opinions, and if they disagree with us, to tell us so.
And that's exactly it. I'm very much open to conscientizing, whether it be classic liberal thought or whether it is far left radicalism. You know, I believe that kids should be just given the entire book and say, this is what is out there. Choose. We all have the goal. And that goal is empowerment. That goal is prosperity for ourselves, our friends, our family. And these are the tactics that you can use to achieve that. So I'm all for conscientizing and
absolutely.
Whether that means radicalizing as well, why not? It could be a tactic to achieve a goal.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, we see ourselves as a movement. Girl Camp is about establishing, as I said, a sisterhood. We believe that the future for young women in this country requires us to be far more integrated, be far more collaborative. And we're hoping to do that through these camps.
We are speaking to Tamarin Morrell. She is with Girl Camp. And we're talking about leadership spaces or to teach particularly young girls, young women, leadership and growing into themselves, believing into themselves, especially when there is this glass ceiling, particularly in South Africa's corporate and public sector. As I said earlier, the 2018 Grant Thornton International Business Report found that less than one-third of senior roles in South Africa are occupied by women, and that 20%, that's one in five local businesses, still have no woman at all in their senior positions, and this despite women making up 51% of the population. Now, Tamarin, South Africa is a particularly violent space, particularly for its women citizens. What are some of the experiences that some of these young girls convey? And what I'm interested in knowing is, how do they see themselves, their place in a country which to this day is quite violent? And where do they see themselves fitting into this country later?
You know, Lester, I think the most exciting part of what we have discovered by talking to young girls is that no matter where they come from, most of the time they have very big dreams for themselves. And the idea that, you know, dreaming is restricted to those who come from a place where that's actually possible is completely false. These young women are dreaming big and hoping for a life that is different from the one that they've grown up in and the one that they're currently experiencing. And what we're trying to do is to create an increased likelihood of that happening. I think to pretend that violence and specifically woman-focused violence isn't part of the equation would be silly. We realize that the incredibly high rates of violence that women experience impact us all, privileged and not privileged, as we've seen with the terrible femicide cases that have been handed down judgment this week. It's a reality for everyone, and so it has to form part of what we are, part of the picture that we paint. But it certainly isn't the defining character of teens that we've dealt with.
Now, tell us a little bit more about the camp. On the website, I see that there are a few dates, there are a few weekends coming up, but the closest one is on the 25th to the 7th of March. Just tell us what you can experience besides the mentorships. Yes. And the learning. Just when I hear camp, I think fun.
Yes, absolutely. Well, fun it will be. We will be dividing our girls into two groups based on age. So we have a 13 to a 15-year-old group and a 16 to 17-year-old group. And these two groups will run parallel tracks, which will see them doing daily activities and workshops with our coaches. So you'll be dealing one-on-one with a super inspiring girl boss who will be holding these spaces where we can have real conversation. And then obviously there's going to be the social aspect. So we've got some really fun silent disco with Ubuntu Beats. We're going to be having a movie screening. And then keep in mind this fantastic setting that we're visiting. The Sand Camp on the West Coast is absolutely an exceptional venue with a really beautiful story. And so we're going to be leveraging that by making sure that we're out there. We'll be doing yoga in the mornings, meditation, and then, of course, eating delicious food. We believe that it's really important to feed your body as important as it is to feed your mind. So we'll be feeding, cooking and feeding each other with the most wonderful, nutritious food. And then spending time also just getting to know one another through icebreakers and all sorts of fun activities.
What I'm really excited about is particularly for the young girls whose families may not be able to afford experiences like this, and as you said, it gets cross subsidized by those who can afford. And what I'm quite passionate in is at least giving kids whose families can't afford the chance to experience. Like I have family members who are teachers and out on the flats in Lotus River and in Sea Winds, and that say that an outing to the spur. For a kid who, you know, whose parents are the working poor, outing to the spur is a big deal. Let alone we're going to go to a matinee performance at the Baxter of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It's an experience. Yeah. And if we don't expose these kids, you know, to what is there, what they're going to be like when they're going to be adults and they're going to realize, but I've never actually been in a cinema before. I don't know what to even do here. And giving these kids, particularly poorer kids, kids from poorer families, these experiences, that is so fundamentally important.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the key sort of underlying principle of Girl Camp is that the networks of access that are super influential when women reach the workplace are developed at this early stage, and you cannot access those networks unless you know people in them. And so yes, there's the actual experience that each girl's going to have on the day. She's going to be learning things and experimenting and building stuff and engaging and thinking and developing ideas, but there's also going to be the friendships, the familiarity, the learning to ask questions in a way that is curious and inquiring, and building up these networks of young women who aren't terrified to engage with someone who's not like them. So, yes, there's the benefit for the people who are coming from an underprivileged background who will not have had access, but there's an equal benefit there to people who are living in the Western Cape and exist in these networks of privilege and haven't had the opportunity to reach past them. It's an incredibly enriching experience because you're forced to look at yourself self. You're forced to do some self-reflection. And what an amazing gift to have that opportunity and grow yourself.
And we often bemoan the old boys clubs, you know, from the old prep schools. But that doesn't mean to say that we can't start our own clubs, but be as inclusive and as possible as we can, and not necessarily see it, oh, you have to go to this school and be part of this house and know the secret handshake. We can create our own clubs, our own networks, and just invite and support everyone as they come along.
Yes, and wouldn't it be wonderful if those clubs or whatever they were became part of a South Africa in the future that replicated those values, that really spoke to real transformation, transformation that is not tick box, but actually represents a mindset shift.
Tamarin Morrell, just, excuse me, I see that there are still a few camps still to come. Just if parents are quite keen to register their girls, just how do they go about doing that?
Well, the first camp this year is taking place on the 25th to the 27th of March at Kwatu. You can register on the Girl Camp site, and that's girlcamp.co.za, and that's girl with four R's and an L. If parents would like more information about the camps that come up in the following holidays, which are July, I think it's September and January, you can email me, and my email address is girlboss@girlcamp.co.za.
You go, girl. Tamarin Morrell, she is the founder of Girl Camp, a program that really wants to uplift and upskill and make particularly young girl children ambassadors for themselves, for their communities, and also to maybe one day, you know, let them grow up, break those glass ceilings and really just uplift themselves. I think it is a fantastic initiative. And we wish all you guys there at Girl Camp all the best. Thank you very much, Tamarin.
Lester, thank you.
This one's for the active citizens who went further than having a dream for a better world. The ones who didn't ask who would do it, but said, I will do it.
Amazing people doing extraordinary things.